Hello, Michael.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Hi,
Hi, Mark.
Mark.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Or as I like to call him, Bedbug Boy.
Oh, yes,
Our
bed bug
eyes like,
boy.
so who put the stump in the stump
You're
the dump the
right.
lump? I was gonna say I could put a stump somewhere, but that was good. That was just a rehearsal. That sounded really good.
Yeah, it was the first time we actually sat down and sang it together.
Oh,
So,
okay.
yeah, I was
No,
kind
but I
of
mean, like, the recording actually sounded pretty good.
I was quite happy with it, actually, so.
Yeah, cool. Hey, voters.
So how are you guys? I haven't talked to you guys for a while.
Yeah, I'm good. I was just, as I just chatted to you, but I should tell your audience, I had a major dough moment yesterday. I went to vote, and I had my regular iPod on, and I was listening to it, and I went through, I had this whole fun conversation with the ladies at the voter table, both in English and in Spanish. I did my vote, and I left, and then I listened to Archer's show, where he said, "Oh, I think I'm going to record my vote with my binaural microphones," and I went, "Dope!" Because I had them in my bag, and I totally should have recorded my vote, and
You should
I didn't
have.
even think about that. Yeah.
And we know Michael went out and voted, right, Michael?
Right. Something about changing
Yeah, I gave a
registrations.
little bit of a
That's
hard
always the
time.
excuse they use.
He said, I had, our Archer was talking to me in an IM the other day and said, are you going to vote? And I said, I don't have time. And he said, what? It was big capital letters. He was like, what?
If you
And
exactly.
I
Seriously, people
said,
have
well.
died for that. And then they
And
had.
I said, well, it's because I'm still registered in Florida and I don't have time to get on a plane and go down there. So that's what the
You
problem
need to think
was.
these things ahead.
I
You're right.
know.
But, like I told him, it took me 8 months to get my car registration transferred over. Not through
Ay,
any fault of my own, through, the bureaucracy that is the state of Connecticut. So.
yeah, but that's why I think people should always write away, always apply for an absentee ballot and have it just in case,
You're
and
absolutely right.
fill it ahead of time. I did that
You're
in 04
absolutely right.
because I was in Florence during the debacle that was the re-election of George Bush.
Yeah, well, now luckily, Connecticut is not the area where we're having an issue. It's my state.
It's you. It's you, exactly. And it's still, they're still not, they still haven't decided yet, have they?
That's right. And as of this time, there's a 7,300 vote difference in favor of Jim Webb, who's the
Oh,
Democratic
good.
Senate candidate. But now here's how it works out from what I was reading about and listening to today. The election won't be certified until November 27th.
Right, 2.5 weeks.
So, right, at least 2.5 weeks. And then, if they're still within that one half of one percentage points of difference, then one of them can request a recount at the cost of the state. And then, if the recount takes place, we won't hear until December 22nd. So,
Right.
because here's what happened last
And
year.
basically, they just hope that one will concede, because that's what happened with Gore, right?
Exactly. If the vote count is still around 7,000, then they said that there's going to be major pressure on George Allen to just give up and concede, let it go. But
Wow.
the other thing is that we had this exact same situation last year in Virginia when our lieutenant governor race came down to 323 votes. And
Wow.
yeah, and they went through the recount, and we didn't hear until late December last year about our lieutenant governor, so.
But doesn't that kind of bug you that in our electoral process that it's so close? Like that tells you that there's something wrong with the way politics is, that there aren't any, that it gets to be that close.
I think what it comes down to is that we have such extremes in our country right now, and in the state of Virginia, it's almost like we have two states. We have Northern Virginia and the rest of the state. Northern Virginia is
Yeah.
very democratic, relatively liberal. We have completely different issues than the rest of the state, and it seems like the rest of the state seems to all vote the same way. So,
Yeah.
I'm very
I just saw
confident,
a thing
though.
on the news a few minutes ago about this guy, this election official in Montana who screwed up. Did you see
Yeah,
that?
I did see
And he
that.
admitted his mistake, which is really good. That's good election integrity.
Yeah, I
Better to
am.
wait and count it again than to lie and say, "Oh yeah, everything's fine. This guy won."
Exactly. But I am very confident that Virginia will pull it out and we will get Jim Webb as our Democratic senator. And.
Well, if that happens, then it will put the Democrats in just the teeny tiniest majority.
Yeah, by one vote, unless you count the. independents, then if they vote with us, then it will be 3 votes. So,
see, oh God, wouldn't that be amazing if it was exactly even, and then the independents could basically run this country for the next, you know, those two independents could then basically decide every vote in the next 2 years. That would be wonderful for us independent voters.
Do you know who one of those independent voter or senators is?
No, I don't.
Who are they?
Who is it, Michael?
Lieberman.
That's right. Lieberman, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Lieberman from Connecticut. He switched, right.
And he was able to pull out that election, but as an independent.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So.
By quite a nice margin.
Yeah, by a decent margin, too. So,
as did our Republican governor.
Yeah, I have no respect for him anymore, Joe Lieberman.
No. And did you hear about the guy who was running for Foley's seat? That he was just replaced.
He almost won, and he's like a total nobody.
I know. He was only been in there for 2 weeks, and he won almost 50% of the vote.
See, that again, that just tells you sort of how polarized we are in this country, that you could have some totally unknown moron and almost win.
Yeah.
The other thing that really upset me is here in New York, the comptroller, which is basically like the state accountant, Alan Hevesy, he's been comptroller for a while. And he admitted a while back to misappropriating state funds. He hired a car and driver for his wife, and you know, basically, he's stealing from the state. And he won re-election. You know, pissed me off. First of all, that he's a Democrat, but still, I couldn't bring myself to vote for him. I toyed with the idea of voting Democrat for the first time in my life, like just all down the board, because I've never been a party kind of voter. I never have. But I couldn't bring myself to do it. I had to vote for a few libertarian candidates.
Well, it's exactly what I did. I voted strictly Democratic right down the line. But anyway,
I don't know if I would have, to be honest with you.
Well, it really would depend on the issues and the people running in your area.
Because while I would have voted for Ned Lamont for the Senate, Jody Rell, who is our Republican governor and who won again, was up against John DeStefano, who was the Democratic candidate, but he's the mayor of New Haven, so he's my mayor anyway.
Oh. He's been around for a while now.
Yeah, and he's going to run again for mayor without any doubt, even though he lost the gubernatorial election. And you know, Jody Rell's done a lot of good things for the state. I mean, not the least of which was allowing civil unions to occur here. So I'm pretty much thinking that if I were able to vote, I would have voted for her again, despite the fact that she was Republican, because she's done a lot of good things for the state.
Well, then,
I like that. I mean, I like that you can say that, and I think more Americans need to say that in order for us to break this whole partisan thing, because, you know, we shouldn't say, oh, despite the fact I wanted to vote for her because I thought she was the candidate that I liked. You know?
And the fact that she is, you can really categorize her as a moderate Republican who sees, you know, the issues in the country and not just whatever the Republican Party is saying.
I like the fact, too, that she ran a very clean campaign. The news has been making a lot of reporting about this.
Okay, like post-analysis.
None of her commercials, none of her advertising did anything. Didn't even mention her opponent.
Wow.
There was no smear campaign whatsoever. It was completely
100%
clean.
In fact, I'm inclined only to vote for people who do that. Like, if someone has any kind of dirtiness, I'm not going to vote for them, whether I like them or not.
Yeah.
That's very
admirable. And she won by quite a considerable margin. So, you know.
Good.
She's obviously well-liked, yeah.
Yeah. I think it ended up really well for us at this point.
Michael, did you have issues on the ballot that you would have also voted for or against? Do you know what they were?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah, we didn't have any ballot issues here in Manhattan.
We had some local bond referendum kind of things. And then, of course, in the state of Virginia, we had the gay marriage ban,
which
passed, unfortunately. As I said, I knew it would.
Yeah, you knew it would.
But totally unconstitutional, so there's going to be a lot of fight.
Exactly, which is what I'm hoping. But we also had this one change in our Constitution to take out the provision that churches can be incorporated.
How did that go?
That passed, so I was very pleased
good.
With that.
Good.
So now churches cannot be incorporated in Virginia.
Can't have it both ways, baby.
Exactly.
Cannot have it both ways.
I was very pleased with that, so.
Yeah. Quick, total non sequitur, but Jeopardy is playing, and they're doing Celebrity Jeopardy, and it's the most surreal experience. They have Carson Kressley, Nancy Grace, Regis Philbin, and they just had Kristen Chenoweth come on and sing and dance one of the clues.
Okay, well, my Jeopardy doesn't come on until 7:30, so.
Okay, totally surreal. I love Kristen Chenoweth. I'm a complete, total fan of her.
Did Apple Tree open yet?
No, it hasn't.
I think it's soon. Might be the end of the month.
Yeah.
What's Apple Tree?
The Apple Tree, I was in that in high school, if you can imagine.
Yeah, it's a musical that's been around quite a few years, obviously, if Mark was in high school.
Wow. Bitch, I'm the youngest one here, okay?
I know, you probably are. You're right. Here.
Not probably. Most definitely.
You are, that's right, you are.
Am I the oldest one?
So anyway, Kristen Chenoweth is opening in the revival soon of it.
She's playing Passionella?
Yes.
Very cool.
There's Passionella, the Lady and the Tiger, and the what's the third one? Well, the Apple Tree, I guess, is the. Mm-hmm. It's three one act plays or musicals within a musical.
See, I am just not up on my plays and such.
No.
Well, you're talking to the right people then.
I know, because I heard you guys singing. Well, at least I heard Michael singing.
We sing, we talk. Yeah, I come to find out, Mr. B and I end up talking about at least one Broadway show
By the way, it's...
But they're always the different ones, so that's good.
Mr. B is going to have spanky poos. Because
I know.
You keep asking him if he's listened to certain shows, and he keeps saying no. That's son of a...
I know, and I actually have an issue with Mr. B if he's around. He left a comment asking if I had seen Grey Gardens yet.
Right.
When clearly I had a show talking about myself seeing Grey Gardens. And Mr.
I even
B
told him that.
Listen.
I said, Archer talked about you on the show today. You got to go listen to it. He's like, oh, okay. What was it about? I said, it was the whole Grey Gardens thing.
It's so incestuous.
He never did.
He never did.
All and these then he podcasters, leaves a comment it's asking. So incestuous.
I know. He's like, what do I have to listen to Mark for? He's on everybody else's show. I'm like, oh, you did that not was just so, say that.
Yeah. And it's so funny because I was on the subway listening, and I went, oh! I actually, like, aspirated. And people were like,
what's that crazy fool? Didn't you even hear me say, oh, you're going to get me in so much trouble?
Yep, I heard that.
No kidding. Yeah. Hey, well, while we're in the realm of podcasting, let me ask you guys what you think of Madge coming back.
I haven't gotten that far. I'm a few episodes behind.
Okay.
I've seen in the show notes that she's coming back.
Yeah, the last two, she's come back.
Oh, and can we talk about how fabulous the new banner is on Podcast Soup?
Oh my God, I love it.
It is so much fun.
Oh, wait, let me see it. Hold on.
You haven't seen it yet? To it.
Oh, wait, is it the one with the bubbles? With the funny bubbles?
No, he's got pictures of everybody in there.
Oh, okay. Well, let me go check it out right
Archer's
now.
Topping
I haven't gone there today.
I know. And Michael, I'm topping you right now, too, by the way.
Oh, my. So I guess
Michael's
then,
a big bottom.
Since we're talking about podcasting stuff, my Remarkable Palette show has officially moved to Podshow.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes. Yeah, and in one day I've had 11,000 downloads.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
11,000?
Yeah, it's gone really well. Oh my God, this is so cute. Oh, there's Steva up in the corner.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cute. Look at all that. And there's Ramble Redhead and John Ong and Rob Lindley. And there's J. Michael and the Fatties. Everybody's there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. They have Fausto right over next to Madge.
I was just so glad that I'm on the first letter.
You're right up in the corner with your little cap. Look at you.
That's an old picture of me, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. He went to my regular website and grabbed that picture.
Yeah. Oh, and there's Wanda. There's a lot of folk in there. That's a clever banner.
This Boy Elroy. There's Nick from Paris.
Now, who's the guy on the top of the D?
That's Omar.
Omar from the other O. Yeah. Okay. All right. Oh, this is cool.
But who's the guy on the O towards the bottom?
With the glasses?
Yeah. No, no, that's Mr. B. I know. Oh, no, no. At the very bottom. Yeah, I don't know him either.
Is that a him?
Maybe it's a her. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that person. Who's on the bottom of the D? Is that Baby John?
That's Reagan Fox.
That's Reagan Fox.
Oh, that's Reagan. Oh, yeah. Okay. Huh. And then there's the P&S boys.
Where are the P&S boys? What letter are the P&S boys on?
They're on the last, the O of the soup in the middle, right above Madge.
Oh, there. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's very clever.
That is very cool.
Very nice.
Yes.
Up yours, Bush.
Mike Hip did a very good job with that. He's really cool.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
He's very clever with all that.
You know,
stuff.
Michael, the other day when I was on, we were the other day we were IMing back and forth, and I said,
right.
And then I said on the show, oh, I can't talk politics with Michael because he doesn't, you know, whatever. Mike sent me a comment saying, why didn't you ask me to talk politics?
Oh, right. Yeah, I did see that. It's too bad, like, he's not on right now.
I know. I said, you're not online. I would ask you if you were online. So. So what else is new with you guys?
Just busy, 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 busy. Working hard.
Yeah, I'm knee-deep in rehearsals for the Christmas show, so.
Oh, my.
Very good.
But it's going well. It's going well. I'm getting a lot.
So besides the bump to bump to bump, what are you singing?
Oh, well, we still don't have all of the pieces yet for the show, and we open in 3 weeks. But that's pretty par for the course. But I've got quite a few interesting numbers thrown my way, including that one.
Yeah, but what songs are you singing, though?
You're so funny.
I know. He is funny, isn't he?
Actually, I'm featured in a song called Santa's Coming Out.
Oh.
Which it basically culminates with a Santa striptease.
And are you doing the striptease?
I am.
Wow.
I'm Santa coming out.
So are you going to, you're coming out all over, huh?
Yeah. Basically.
Are you going to wear like a fat suit and then strip off the fat suit?
No, but I know it does involve a leather harness.
Ooh.
Oh, you have to take pictures.
Yeah, there'll be pictures.
Your big fatty will like that.
Yeah, he will.
Yeah, there's a leather harness involved and some red hot pants with a reindeer face attached to the crotch, from what I hear.
Oh, my.
That lights up. The nose
lights
up.
That's kinky Santa.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, well, you know, it's a comedy show.
Wow. And where will it be performed? Where will the Christmas holiday show be?
Actually, there are five venues throughout Connecticut, including the Schubert Theater in New Haven, the Bushnell in Hartford. This year we're doing some performances at the Bridgeport Cabaret Theater. There's one in Norwalk, one in Danbury, and no, it's five. Those are the five venues.
Oh, cool. So those are all nice spots.
Yeah,
The Schubert especially is a wonderful space. If you've never, have you performed in there before?
The last year's concert.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful, in a very, very, very historical theater. It's where many of the great Broadway shows of the 50s had their out-of-town tryouts. Yep. Their first performances ever. Like My Fair Lady and such, were all performed at the Schubert Theater in New Haven.
Yeah. So I'll be dolled up in all sorts of interesting holiday gear and apparently taking some of it off. So,
oh, I want to see pictures. And you know, that could turn into a video podcast.
You know, maybe so.
I think so. So, Mark, now, have you recorded all your shows from your trip to Spain?
Well, I mean, I had, you know, I got tons of audio from my trip to Spain. I have about 12 hours worth of audio, and it's eventually all going to, you know, most of it's going to make its way onto the podcast waves. But on my Remarkably Mark show, I did that tapas crawl this week, and then on my next Remarkable Palate show, I'm going to do a quick sort of rundown of a lot of the wineries, and so it'll sort of show up here and there. Yeah, I'm not going to put a lot more of it onto the Remarkably Mark podcast because I was, you know, I was focused really on gathering audio for the other show.
Yeah, that makes sense. Those two guys were kind of cute. The way you had like interview with one, and then you had the interview with the other one. That was cute.
Oh, guys, yeah, very sweet. They're wonderful. They it's a gay owned business in Columbus, and they make the best brownies. Their brownies are just so amazing. They're beautiful.
Well, you need to send us a sample then.
Well, I don't have them with me. I would have to they make them to order and send them overnight. That's how amazing they are.
I don't see why you couldn't do that.
The holidays are coming. We're your friends.
Yeah,
that's true. The holidays are coming. Shop.gildedfork.com.
Plug it.
Very nice segue. Very nice.
Yeah, but no, we were blessed to have been featured in several holiday gift guides this week, which is really nice. One of them, Lavender Magazine, which is very sweet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the print edition, too, which is cool. Yeah. So
now are you just raking in the money?
No, we're building a business. You know, it's building. I mean, you know, I think it's funny because people can get the impression that, you know, of how things are going. But, you know, they're just, it's, you know, we've spent a lot of time building up things. And so, you know, it's slowly sort of working its way to a nice profitable position. Mm-hmm. But no, we're not like raking it in. You know, it's not like we're making millions. Not yet.
Well, very good. That's great.
Hopefully soon.
Now, Michael, you have your 25th podcast coming up. Are you doing anything special for that?
We don't know yet because we're, you know, trying to do this quasi contest where we're hoping people will call in and tell us what they want us to do. And unfortunately, right now, I've only gotten one call.
Well, since you guys are a couple, why don't you have sex on the air?
Okay, you only got one.
Why don't you call and suggest that?
Okay, wait a minute.
You said you got... called plenty of times, and one half of you doesn't even listen to my show.
Now, Michael, you said you got one call. I know I called. Are you saying I?
No. There were two contests. Remember, the one that you called about was who would be the first person to call the listener line.
Okay, that's right. You're right.
The other one is give us your ideas for the 25th anniversary episode. So we're going to record it at some point this weekend. We're just not sure when.
Nice. But shouldn't it be like a quarterversary? It's been about 3 months that you've done the show?
Well,
Is it longer than that?
No, it started in August. I'm just using the 25th episode.
I know. You keep up at this pace, you're going to have more. You're going to pass Remarkably Mark. I haven't been... that's been a rather, it's been, I put a show whenever I put a show, and sometimes it's two a week, sometimes it's one a week.
Well, that's pretty much
what we do,
pass
John Ong, because he just passed his 3-year mark, and he only has 190 shows.
No, his two-year mark.
Are you sure it's 2 years?
He's into his third year.
Yeah, he's into his third year. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. He just started his third year. Well, and wait a minute. There's a number coming up for you, isn't there?
For me?
Or no, we just passed a big number for you.
This is like 327.
27, okay, right.
Yeah.
So I've got a ways to go. By the way, I have to say, Archer, I was chuckling this morning when I listened to your show about how you wanted to tell the contractor that you needed your outlets and switches completely lined up.
Because
I was like, I would have been right there with you. I would have said, excuse me, they need to be lined up perfectly.
Well, let me tell you, I got home today, and all the switches are lined up perfectly.
Beautiful. And I was worried.
And they started tiling too, so I'm very pleased.
So what kind of tile did you end up getting?
I didn't buy it. My kitchen designer bought this Italian porcelain tile. I don't know what the name of it is, but it's got like these swirls of tans and whites and a little bit of grays in there. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, cool.
But it's going to go really well with the cabinets and the countertop, so.
Nice. And will it take, like, there are certain tiles that just look dirty, like, even if they're clean, like, that are difficult to keep clean, I should say, and others that take to the grime well,
I think this tile will take to the grime well. Okay. For example, the boyfriend's house and in his kitchen, he has solid white tiles with, like, this really dark grout in between.
Oh,
and it
those
shows.
Are hard.
Everything.
Yeah, if you take even one step on it, there's like a little footprint on it.
Exactly. Whereas my tile, there's enough of a pattern in it that if there's some, let's say crumbs from a piece of toast or something, you're not going to see them,
Yeah. But you're anal enough that you wouldn't let crumbs from a piece of toast onto your floor.
Right. I would sweep it up after the boyfriend leaves. Hint, hint.
How jealous am I that you're painting the kitchen a red?
It's like a rust-colored red. Cool. It's called New Brick. Yes.
Oh, like rusty red. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. It makes me think of the Southwest, actually. The color makes me think of the Southwest.
Okay. Like a rosa mexicano.
I don't know what
that
means.
Which is like, it's like a dusty colored kind of rosy red.
No, not a rosy red.
It's more like a darker red?
Yeah, it's more like an almost terracotta
type. Oh, I like that kind of color.
Yeah,
that's nice.
It's not quite a terracotta. It's probably more red than a terracotta. But
okay.
But anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, and I have this, my electrical box, where all the switches and stuff are for the electricity. It's like right in the center of one wall. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to hang this. I have this huge poster that I got at the Oklahoma Art Museum or whatever. I can't think of the name of it right now. But I think that will cover the electrical box and
the fuse box.
Yeah, the fuse box, and go with the red color so that I'll have this huge, poster print in my kitchen. I think that'll look cool.
Oh, cool! I have one of those in my hallway, and I have a photograph that covers it. Yeah.
Yeah, the boyfriend has a piece of artwork over his too. I guess that's what everybody does.
That's the only thing you can do. But I just hate that they put them in such a prominent position in the place. Like, you think that they could put it in a sort of out of the way, like inside a closet or something.
Yeah, they're always in some awkward spot.
But if I had enough money to renovate, I mean, to continue the kitchen all the way, I mean, cabinets and stuff all the way around the kitchen, then I would have put the refrigerator there to block it. Because I have
like a pain every time you need
it. But what if, I was going to say, what if your electricity goes out and you have to flip the switches again? You have
to
move the
fridge.
I just
roll out the refrigerator. Actually,
well. Oh, it's on casters?
Yeah, my refrigerator's on wheels, yeah.
Oh, nice.
So.
Nice. So you could take it with you on a picnic.
No, of course not. I would need a dolly to take it with me on a picnic.
Yeah, right, and a really long extension cord.
And that too. Plus, all the stuff would be all bounced around and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So anyway,
well, you got to ruin everything.
I know.
Ruin. Wait, that's another show.
That is another show.
That's
actually
someone else's podcast. Speaking of which, have we heard about whether he's on the wheel?
We have not. Audition was yesterday, so that's why they didn't have a show. So okay. I guess we'll hear maybe tomorrow. I don't know.
Right. Did you hear my phone call trying to solicit an open position in the new Match the Podcasters?
Yes, I did. I heard
Mark,
that.
Mark, you should get on the bandwagon.
Well, I don't know. I've just been patiently waiting to hear my voice on that, but I don't think – I guess I'm not – I don't.
Well, they
I'm
talk
not
about
controversial
you all the time.
Enough. Well, they, I guess I don't say enough nasty things to be a Match the Podcaster selection.
Well, I think
you know, I got to say shit like, you know, talk about my hoo-ha and stuff.
Well, I like it because I'm the first voice you hear when they play that song.
You are.
Archer Radio.
But you know, they said, "Oh, we're gonna do. You know, we're gonna redo this. We're gonna get some different shows." And I'm like, "Hey, let's all join the bandwagon here."
Yeah, no, but it's probably likely that a show like yours, though, that there are probably lines that they can pull out that would work for that. I don't think mine. I don't.
No, they pretty much told me about it.
I don't do zingers. I don't do so many zingers on my show.
At least that's what I took away from it. They pretty much said, forget about it.
That you don't have like lines they can pull out.
You're just not funny.
No,
enough.
That they're not even going to consider me. So.
Oh, did they actually write you and tell you that?
No, they said it while they were playing.
They
my
said
phone call.
Me. Yeah, well,
yeah,
I know
you know there was fart noises we'll think and about it. Just basically. No.
Well, Big Fatty breathed heavily.
I know.
But I say, hey, at least I tried, right?
That's true.
I tried. They just haven't listened to my show enough, I guess, maybe.
Well, it's funny.
If at all.
when they do that, when they Match the Podcasters, I don't know that Larry even listens to my show anymore because Big Fatty is the one who pulls out all the, you right. know, the different things that I say. And sometimes I don't even believe that I said some of the things they said.
No, you'd usually have said the things that they've attributed.
Yeah, but it just sounds weird.
But out of context, well, it's hilarious because it doesn't sound like the kind
I mean,
of thing normally
out of the shows
would
that
think
they
you
use,
would say.
I think I listened to maybe about half of them. So usually when it's one of the shows that I've heard, I know it's – yeah, I recognize your quotes, Archer, for example.
Yeah, and I listened to about half of those as well, and I'm trying to guess along with Larry as he plays those little clips. So.
But no, what's even more fun is when you look at Podcast Soup and Mike says, nope, Larry got them all wrong again.
Yeah. See, that's why I think he doesn't listen to my show.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he listens to any of them.
Yeah.
And he's just pulling them all out of his ass.
He's totally
Which
guessing.
Is funnier to me. That's funny to me.
Well, I guess we'll know pretty soon because then he'll comment because we're dishing on him.
Well, so, I hope so. But if he doesn't listen,
that's
he'll never
V-A-D-E-R,
know.
Mister.
That's right. In the year of Miss Parton.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about either. But anyway. So, hey, let's talk about television. Is anybody following along with Brothers and Sisters?
Yes.
You don't watch that one, Michael?
Mr. B does. I don't watch it.
Oh, I love that show.
You know, I like it, but it's starting to get on my nerves. It's starting to get very much, like, very repetitive. And
oh, I'm starting to like it even more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because the gay characters are getting some more, you know.
Yeah, oh, no, yeah, and the boyfriend character is cute.
Yes.
He's cute as all get out. Yeah.
Michael, how do you get away with not watching that if Mr. B's watching it? What are you doing when he's watching that?
Masturbating.
Well, you know, we don't have to be up each other's ass 24 hours a day.
But so. How much fun would that be if you could?
Well, yeah,
how much do we love?
He's more of a television addict than I am in general. So he watches a lot more television than I do. Just I'm very selective because there are other things. Either I'm, you know, rehearsing or working on music or I'm playing video games or just something else.
Oh, that's right. You know, you're a gamer.
Yeah. I'm a gamer, yeah. So
you're one of those.
Gamer.
That's right. Gaymer. That's me.
Mm-hmm.
So, and hey, I watched, you guys. You know, I know what Mark and I will be doing afterwards tonight. So,
In about a half hour.
What's on in a half hour? Lost.
The fall finale of Lost.
Yep, exactly.
I'll be editing a show.
Now, guys, I went and saw Short Bus last night.
Oh, was that good?
It was really good. It was really good. I am a huge John Cameron Mitchell fan. Have been for years. And it was really, really good.
I don't even know if that's playing in my area.
Probably not yet. Is it playing in New Haven yet?
I don't think so, no.
No, okay. Short Bus is the latest film by John Cameron Mitchell, who did the creator of Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Right.
And it's gotten a lot of press, and it's very controversial for the sex scenes. They called it the Sex Project while they were making it. And there is a lot of really, really graphic sex in the movie. What I find interesting about it is that, like, getting beyond the sex, it's just such an, like, I think the sex immediately, like, you see this and it sort of is shocking, and then you have this vulnerability into the characters that's just so amazing that it's very, you know, in other contexts with other movies, you don't get that quick and easy vulnerability, you know, insight into the characters. So anyway, it's just really beautiful. And the way that it's all woven together is great. And Justin Bond is really great in it. Do you guys know Justin Bond?
I've heard the name before.
He's a really well-known sort of cabaret performance artist here in town. And he plays himself in the movie as sort of like the doyen of this Short Bus, this club, this sort of sex club / salon. It's really amazing. It's a really good movie. So I would recommend to all the queers to go see Short Bus.
I'll definitely have to see it. Definitely.
So, Michael, did anyone watch Heroes this week?
I don't watch Heroes.
Oh, yeah, I saw Heroes. Yeah.
Kind of slow this week. Kind of slow
But I like that you had the intersection of several of the characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like how Hero and his buddy met up with the kid on the road.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. And I love how all three of the family members obviously have some kind of ability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the mother, the father, and the kid.
Okay, what about Grey's Anatomy? Do either of you guys watch that?
Nope.
Yeah, I watch it, and I don't know. I'm getting kind
of
sick
of it. There's got to be one show all three of us watch.
Okay, do you watch the news?
Nope.
Ugly Betty. Dexter.
Ugly Betty.
Yeah, we all watch.
Okay,
Ugly
we
Betty.
Found one we all watch. Show. There we go.
I love that show. But you guys aren't watching Dexter?
I don't have Showtime.
Dexter's great.
I got rid of my Showtime because I quit watching, you know.
Oh.
So now.
Sorry.
Too bad.
But on Ugly Betty, I think that guy, her boss, is absolutely dreamy.
Yeah,
you know, he doesn't do it for me. He used to be on, speaking of Showtime, he used to be on The L Word. He was on the first season of The L Word.
Yeah, I remember you saying that before, but I just think he's gorgeous. Oh,
I mean, the gay assistant, I think, is really cute. Like, you know, if he wasn't playing that.
Oh, my God, he's so queenie.
No, but I'm saying, obviously, if he wasn't playing that character, like, he's just cute, like, the guy. Like, I'd love to see him out of character and out of clothes. He's got that, you know, that pale skin that's just so, like, kissable. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Very cute.
Mm-hmm. Time to masturbate.
Mm-hmm. No, excuse me. I do not masturbate to ABC television. All right.
No? Okay.
I don't either.
And I think Vanessa Williams is just the bomb in that show.
She's great in that show. Yeah. Ugh. It's good that she can sort of make fun of herself.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good. Well,
and
really
I listen
well
to the podcast
well
too.
Written.
Do you guys listen to the? Do you listen?
Oh
to
the yeah, with the
podcast?
Yeah. With the little gay kid.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yes.
That's right. Because you mentioned on your show, Michael.
Yeah, I put a little snippet of it on my show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. ABC's legal is going to come knocking on your door.
Is the kid really gay though? I mean, is he totally acting or what? I mean, he's only like 12.
I mean, that's rather personal kind of question. Are you trying to out this little child?
Well,
he's no
the
Doogie
one.
Howser.
Oh my God, there's another one. I would so do Doogie.
He's just one in a long line of straight actors playing gay for pay.
Who?
The kid.
The little kid.
I was going to say, not Doogie. He's playing a straight role and he's gay.
Yeah, yeah. I told you before, he went to high school about half a mile down from my school.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we were. It's so funny. We never actually crossed paths, but I was in a play directed by Mark Medoff, who wrote the film Clara's Heart,
Ooh, I love that movie.
which was his first major role, right, when he was a little kid. We're almost the same age. He's like a little bit younger than me. Yeah.
He's a cutie.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, listen, boys, we have to wrap this up because we've gone past my 30-minute mark. So,
Okay.
Oh, no.
Since we didn't introduce you at the beginning, tell us who you are. Michael?
Well,
I'm Michael from Connecticut, and
and I'm Mark from Manhattan,
I have the
Inwood.
funnest gay show in all of Connecticut.
Except for that one other guy who thinks his is funnier.
Oh, no, no,
No,
no. I went to
funnest,
his
not
website.
funniest.
Oh, that's
Funnest.
funniest. Okay.
Funnest. Everybody puts that I in there when it's
And
not right
I'm in
there.
the gay chorus, and I sing Who Put the Bump in the Bump de Bump de Bump.
Stump, stump, stump.
And
Who
I'm
Put the
under
Stump?
Archer.
And
Right.
yes, and I'm always under Archer, no matter what. But
Right.
actually, I went to VJ's website and posted on his blog saying that he could be first or he could be funnest, but he couldn't be both. And he had to make a decision, and we were going to
Oh,
wrestle for it.
good point.
Yeah, so I offered him.
That's your 25th show.
Yeah, I offered him he could either have mud wrestling, jello wrestling, or cool whip wrestling. And he conceded and said that I could be the funnest because he was the first, and
He
he was
said, "I do
so.
not want to wrestle you in any of
No,
those
he
substances.
said he
You
preferred
can
jello
have
and cool whip.
it."
He wanted jello and cool whip, so we're going to get a
Okay.
wrestling session together sometime soon.
Oh, now that should be good. Okay, so
That'll
that's
be
Michael
the
from
video.
QCast Connecticut.
Right, that's
And
me.
now who are you, Mark?
He's that guy. He's Mark.
Yeah, I'm
Oh.
Mark.
And he
Mark,
has a show, a really
I have
stupid show, right?
47 different shows. Some to do about cooking and some to do about my dog. And
This
I
is a
used to be on
podcast.
Broadway, but now I'm a personal chef and my hands are a mess. My name is Mark.
And my
How's
hands
that?
are a mess.
And I have
And
little. I have.
aren't you covered with bug bites?
Yeah, I was gonna say you're covered with bug bites.
Oh man, I hope it's healed by now.
Yeah, they're healing. They're mostly healed, aren't they? Tell us, are they mostly healed?
Well, except for these, a few around my crotch area, yeah.
Mark, seriously though,
No, because I
Mark.
scratched and it spread, so you know how
You
it
are
is.
terrible.
A
Mark,
lot of calamine lotion.
what is your sex life been with these crab not crabs?
Oh! I hate you, Archer. I hate you.
Not crabs, those little
You're not my favorite podcaster anymore.
He doesn't have crabs, he has bed
Bed
bugs.
bugs. What's your
Even
sex life
worse.
been with the bed bug bites?
They're mostly gone, the bed bug bites.
So that
And
means
so
you're
is a sex life.
No. Something else is something's coming back. Yeah,
Oh my
luckily
gosh.
I had a little time this weekend and I had some visits.
Little
So
something.
a little visit, yeah.
All right.
Nice.
Anyways,
All right.
all right.
That's it, boys. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, and thanks for hosting, Archer.
Absolutely, anytime.
Always a pleasure.
It absolutely is. Thank you so much for being on the show, you guys.
Catch you
Okay.
guys later.
And for my listeners, until next time, boys and girls,
Bye.
bye.
Archer Ray.